97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's head of education says her department needs more power under the law to investigate teacher misconduct. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
This all started with a story from the Cap Times. They found that over a five-year period, there were 200 investigations into teacher misconduct, leading to revoked or surrendered licenses that did not show up in the existing database from the Department of Public Instruction. A couple weeks ago, there was a hearing in the Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency. State Superintendent Jill Underley was out of the state and did not attend. But the Senate Committee on Education had their own hearing Tuesday, and this time, Underley was there.
Student safety is not political. It's a moral responsibility that we all share. And as both your state superintendent and as a mom, that responsibility guides everything that I do. And that's why in recent weeks, it's been deeply disappointing to see attempts to turn this serious issue into yet another partisan political sideshow.
When asked whether the DPI has enough resources to properly investigate claims of educator misconduct, Underley says what they really need is subpoena power or the ability to compel people to do interviews.
Today, the DPI lacks subpoena power during investigations, meaning we rely on voluntary cooperation of witnesses, district officials, and others to gather critical information.
During the hearing Tuesday, Underley laid out some ways the legislature could help, including by passing a law that defines grooming. A handful of other states have done the same, and now two Republicans have authored a bill to do just that. She also asked that lawmakers close the loophole for private school teachers. They do not need licenses to teach in Wisconsin, and therefore can't be investigated by the DPI either. Underley also announced the DPI is launching a new database that shows teachers who have surrendered their licenses or had them revoked. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin Saves Day happened on November 6th this year. Governor Tony Evers took the opportunity to promote an automatic savings program through the workplace intended to help Wisconsinites improve their financial well-being. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Saves program is an employee-focused savings initiative, which started as a pilot program in 2020. The program provides Wisconsin employers with resources to encourage their employees to save for emergencies in the future with their paychecks by using the automated savings strategy of split deposit. Since the start of the Wisconsin Saves pilot program, more than 100 employers in Wisconsin, representing approximately 25,000 employees, have enrolled in the program and used the resources in the program's digital toolkit to promote automatic saving through split deposit to their employees. All Wisconsin employers are eligible to participate in the program.
Firearm hunting season opens in Wisconsin this month, and the DNR has some warnings for hunters. Isabella Nieto has more.
The State Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters that tree stand-related incidents are among the leading causes of hunting injuries each year. DNR and Aspirus Health are teaming up to remind hunters to practice safety as they head out to harvest deer. Falls from heights over 10 feet, which is common with most tree stands, can result in more serious trauma. Hunters should use tree straps and wear safety harnesses, check their gear for any wear and tear, and use haul lines to lift equipment safely. Wisconsin's 2025 gun deer season opens on Saturday, November 22nd, and runs through Sunday, November 30th.
This is the time of year you're most likely to encounter deer on the road, Joanne Krulatz reports.
With the changing season comes increased activity from deer and a greater risk for car versus deer crashes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Wisconsin State Patrol, urges drivers to stay alert with more deer on the move during the fall rut or mating season. This is the time of year when we typically see the most crashes involving deer, said Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan. As the hours of daylight become shorter and more deer are crossing the highways, drivers should be especially cautious and scan the road ahead to prevent dangerous crashes. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024, killing 9 people and injuring 707. More than one-third of those crashes happened in October and November.
The Department of Natural Resources is looking to get more deer samples in central and northern Wisconsin areas to test for chronic wasting disease. Northern and central Wisconsin has become a priority area with newer detections, and the DNR is interested in getting more samples to understand the levels of chronic wasting disease in those areas. The map to find sampling locations is located on the DNR website. The Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center will soon be celebrating their 25th anniversary. They're having a special event on Saturday, November 15th, to commemorate this milestone. The open house begins in the lobby at 4 p.m. At 5, guest speakers will share stories of how the PAC impacted them and others. These events are free and open to the public. Dinner begins at 5:30 in the LHS cafeteria with music provided by LHS Orchestra's chamber players. The cost for dinner and the show is $25. The show starts at 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Back to the future with Fickle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickle will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickle. The Badgers host the number 24-ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Christ said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison. NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee. NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual
meeting. I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the upper 20s to low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little bit of light rain and snow possible with a high near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.